Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events that, well, it's as hot as a National Party caucus meeting when the gloves are off, the spittle's flying and the knives are up. Are the Nats zero?
What we saw yesterday was truly desperate stuff.
A lesson in petty self-indulgent self-destruction at a time when professionalism, coherence and accountability have never been in greater demand. Mark Mitchell, Chris Lux and Simon Bridges, seven. All you can do is wish them well and hope the rest corral around them, whoever it turns out to be. MIQ, too. No one's going to miss it. Should have been gone sooner. It was an ill-conceived idea, an ill-fated mess from day one. It will be of all the cock-ups, the cock-up of cock-ups in the COVID era. Groundswell, eight. Yep. It's bigger than the original idea. It's widespread and it's got momentum. In a way, it brings country and city together, and that's no bad thing, and the government dismisses the mood at its peril. Stuart Nash and Groundswell, too.
Well, that is based on what I've read on their website.
Yes, you can say whatever you want. And no, you don't have to walk it back if you don't think it's necessary. But when it comes to reputation, digging a hole isn't hard. Getting out is. Hairdressers, eight. I should never have been left out in the cold so long, but may the scissors fly and the clippings fall. Hairdressers who moan about reopening and not having enough time to do so. One. Read the room. Hospo, two. Should never have been left out in the cold so long. Barry Soper, seven.
Barry, I'm going to ask for a little decorum. Jessica, and then Barry.
Still fighting the good fight in a room full of patsies. That should be learning. They should be learning from a pro. Chris Hipkins, seven.
Barry.
For trying to put it right, even if it was only to dig himself out of a hole. The COVID response vaccination bill, four. Fast laws, too often shabby law, too often tramples over democracy. And we used to like democracy. Remember when we had democracy? The democracy report, four. A global look this week at all we've lost. The countries that ride roughshod, the tyrants who take advantage. A small cancellation that, or consolation rather, that we're still not quite as bad as some. But globally, democracy is going backwards. Three waters, seven. Most of us, well, that was the poll I was referring to, not Three Waters. The Three Waters poll, seven. Most of us see it for what it is, basically, which is theft. News Talk ZB, 10. Literally in the history of modern broadcasting, the ratings that came out yesterday for this station have never come anywhere close to the level of success, growth and dominance this place now has in the market. I love it, you love it, everyone loves it. And that is the week. Copies on the website. And the Christmas Collector's Edition, by the way, of Marking the Week is in stores now. And Whitcalls has already called it the gift of the season.